gymnast Maddie Stover. So came out, you were named second team All-American. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel?
It's really cool to be able to accomplish that goal. I've always wanted to make All-American, so I'm proud I could do it here at Utah, and it's awesome I could do it on the balance beam because that's my favorite event. So.
You knocked out that goal pretty quick. You're only a sophomore, mm-hmm. so you've got a few more years to rack up more All-American honors. Kind of moving on to the upcoming regional meet, how is your shoulder feeling?
You know, it's feeling a lot better. I had a chance to give it some rest. I got an MRI done, and it does show I need surgery, so eventually I'll need to get surgery on it. But I felt that if I could be of help to my team and get up on the balance beam and hit a good set, then I would definitely do that and be there for my team. So yesterday I got some training in, and it felt pretty good, so it looks like I'll be able to be up back on beam.
I'm sure your team will really appreciate that. Was it hard for you to sit out of the Pac-12s, especially when there were two falls on beam, which is your best event?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I knew that where the downfall came at Pac-12s was a position that I normally would have been in to be in that lineup. So it was hard. I mean, it was always difficult to watch, but I mean, the team rallied back really well for that meet, and regardless of the outcome, I'm super proud of the team and how they fought through that meet. And I'm excited to get back out on the floor, though, because I like competing better than being on the sidelines. But
so what events will you be in? You said beam. Are you going to be participating in any other ones at the regionals?
No, I'll just be doing balance beam. That's the one that my shoulder permits me to do right now. So just balance beam.
How hard was it for you? Because you heard it on beam against Georgia, right? And then you went out and did floor.
Right.
Were you in a lot of pain doing that? Or was there enough adrenaline that you just kind of fought through it?
Right. Well, when it happened on beam, it wasn't necessarily a lot of pain. So I talked to my trainer, and we made the decision that I could warm up floor and see how it felt. And on my warm up on floor, it felt fine. But unfortunately, in the competition, it didn't go super well on my shoulder, and it was subluxed a little bit. So I mean, right now I let my body and my shoulder have some rest, so I think all the muscles and ligaments surrounding it feel better right now, better enough for me to be able to train and stuff. So
and one last question. Yeah. Do you feel like it's going to slow you down at all, or do you think for beam you'll be 100% totally fine?
No, I think for beam I'll be completely fine. I've done my mental choreography and have kept up as many of the skills that I can be doing without my shoulder. I've been doing them since the Monday after the meet. So my body and stuff feels as healthy as it can be at this point, and I'm confident that I'll be able to do the routine I need to do on Saturday.